thoughts on how you guys pursued the quarterback in the last game coming off the bye week?
In the last game we just played or the one mm-hmm. coming up?
The game you just played.
Oh, you want to talk about Philly?
Well, just how they played in the last game, and then I get to
believe me, in this profession, you erase and you move on.
Okay.
So I've erased. I got to get the thing back, see if I get hit my delete button. I thought the guys did a good job last week. They've got a lot of guys that can really run. Obviously, the quarterback, one of them, but McCoy is another one. And even Jax, all those guys could. I thought the guys did a good job on the quarterback. I was pleased to see a couple of times we had to run them down, which is very hard to do. Deku got the one sack, and I think Beer got one as well coming from the backside, so that was good. But outside of that, look at it, those guys are a tough group to kind of hem up, but I thought they did a good job. You know, there was a lot of – I thought we created some pressure, but most of it was player-driven, which is good. That's the way you want it.
Happy with the run defense?
Yeah, the other day was nice. Yeah, and then they got obviously they got 95 yards and 3A to carry, which is what you'd like. I mean, that's a good day. We have to put those back to back. We got our work cut out for us again. They were behind early in the game, so obviously Philadelphia didn't have to run it as much early as they may have wanted to. But it also, they picked up about 30 to 40 yards that one drive when they were down by three scores. That we were still pressuring and playing as if it was passed. So that. They got an 8 and a 10 and a 10, I think, yard crack a few times there in a row, which you never want. But, again, when you're hauling after the quarterback, it doesn't happen like you want it. So, but, anyhow, I was pleased with that. And, like I said, though, we'll have a season-long challenge when it comes to the run with our guys, and that's not a bad thing. So,
how long have you been thinking about Croy and safety, a player?
Croy at safety, well, you guys don't tease. He's doing a good job. We're very successful on those plays so far, all because of him. Every week entails a new game plan. And the beauty in Croy, as you notice already, Croy's still one of those guys that does all the special teams as a guy that still gets 40-plus snaps a game. And one of the things about special teams that's very true and evident is that guys who are good space players typically are good special teams players, And that's what he does. He's good at that. So not that we want to do that all the time with him, but at the same time, he's very capable of doing it and doing it effectively. So if it means he does it again this week, it just might show up. So
are you having fun moving kind of all these pieces around that are?
It's always kind of fun, and I think more importantly, I think the players typically like it because it puts them in positions sometimes that they haven't done since they were even little kids. And they like feeling like they're making a difference during the game. Obviously when Croy closes the middle, that's kind of a little different look to the quarterback. So, and I think Croy knows that. So it's kind of exciting. I'm sure he wouldn't want to do it all the time. And I don't plan on doing it all the time, but he should do it enough that creates some, indecision by the other team. But again, it's no different than blitzing a safety. If you bring a safety, well, somebody's got to take his place. You want to take somebody out. So.
Ray Edwards wasn't really a big part of the plan on Sunday. Is that something that could change going forward, or is that?
Well, we'll continue to rotate our guys, that's for sure. We want to keep the guys fresh. As you know, we got Peters back last week.
Right.
And although he's an interior guy, we moved Babs out a little bit to end. So that kind of took some of the reps away from him in the game. But every game's a new game plan. It's hard to say today anyhow, because today's our bulk game plan day. It's hard to say how many reps he'd get, but I think that'll fluctuate from, a dozen or more to two, three times that, as he's been. Through the year, he's kind of been up and down with the reps, and that'll, again, game plan determines that. I couldn't tell you. Yeah. The other day, as a matter of fact, going into the game, we anticipated a lot more base than we got, but when they were down by 14, they immediately got into a different mode of offense, and so that changed the game too. So sometimes you can't even by game plan, you can't really say because the game, the game determines it more than anything else.
Your thoughts on DeMarco Murray, the things that make him a dangerous running back?
Well, we played him last year. I wasn't here, but we played him when I was at Miami, and our guys had tremendous respect for him. A little bit like McCoy from the standpoint that he's extremely quick when he's right in your face, makes you miss. He can stop and start and do all that, but he can also take it the distance. He's got real good speed. He appears, I haven't checked the measurables, but he appears to be a bigger guy. I know he's a stronger runner. But he's elusive. He's a very good back. Like I said, our guys had a lot of respect for him after the game last year, and I can't remember what he got on us, but he's a good back. Very good.
He did a very good job against Brent Celek, and this week you have Jason Witten. He came off of he's coming off of a big game, 18 catches. Mm-hmm. What do you look at, you know, especially with, you know, whether Spoon will be or not be there?
Well, first off, I know Jason even, and Jason's a hell of a player. I would say he's in today playing anyhow. He's probably one of the closer things to Tony that we have as far as an experienced guy that's a go-to guy by the quarterback that gets a lot of balls and, you know, and is a very good player. Witten's an outstanding player. I mean, we got our work cut out for us again. So it's really, I would compare it more to that than to Celek. I think Celek's a good player as well. But he's got to get a few more pelts. I mean, he's kind of getting their class, and maybe that'll happen one day for him. But again, I think, you know, he's got to play a few more years to get there. But there's no question that Jason's, you know, outstanding tight end.
Hard to say because he's been there. But if Spoon is not there, how do you assess your linebacking core if he can't go on?
I don't know. I might need your help on that one.
You don't want
working,
me out there.
We're
I want
working
you guys to win again.
That's a tough one. Without divulging any game plan, all I'd like to tell you is that's a tough one. So we'll see.
Dallas has 55 penalties on offense this year. How can the dome crowd kind of help you keep that
track? Give that one to Smitty. Mike needs to comment on that one. Yeah. I don't know how you handle that here. I mean, we have an outstanding crowd at home. There's no question. They make a lot of noise. I know there's the Bronco game, I remember in particular, they were really loud. And that always helps. I know when you go someplace, Seattle's a great example. You know, they have a 12th man. And I think there's been several games at home we've had that. As we all know, you can inspire that as a team too. You know, good performance always inspires a good loud crowd. So hopefully that's what we do.